Soon Harsh the Ammonite came up and laid siege to Jabesh Gilead. All the men of Jabesh said to him, "Make a treaty with us, and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite replied, "I will make a treaty with you on one condition, that I may put out everyone's right eye and bring reproach upon all Israel. Hold off for 7 days," replied the elders of Jabesh, "and let us send messengers throughout Israel. If there is no one to save us, we will surrender to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and relayed these words, in the hearing of the people, they all wept aloud. Just then Saul was returning from the field behind his oxen. "What troubles the people?" asked Saul. "Why are they weeping?" And they relayed to him the words of the men from Jabesh. When Saul heard their words, the Spirit of God rushed upon him, and he burned with great anger. He took a pair of oxen, cut them into pieces, and sent them by messengers throughout the land of Israel, proclaiming, "This is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not march behind Saul and Samuel." Then the terror of the Lord fell upon the people, and they turned out as one man. And when Saul numbered them at Bezek, there were 300,000 Israelites and 30,000 men of Judah. So they said to the messengers who had come, "Tell the men of Jabesh Gilead, deliverance will be yours tomorrow by the time the sun is hot." And when the messengers relayed this to the men of Jabesh, they rejoiced. Then the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Tomorrow we will come out, and you can do with us whatever seems good to you." The next day, Saul organized the troops into three divisions, and during the morning watch, they invaded the camp of the Ammonites and slaughtered them until the hottest part of the day, and the survivors were so scattered that no two of them were left together. Then the people said to Samuel, "Who said that Saul should not reign over us? Bring those men here so we can kill them." But Saul ordered, "No one shall be put to death this day. For today the Lord has worked salvation in Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingship there." So all the people went to Gilgal and confirmed Saul as king in the presence of the Lord. There they sacrificed peace offerings before the Lord. And Saul and all the Israelites rejoiced greatly